Regarding the coal again, Frank, I understand that apprentices might pinch the odd bit of coal, is that right?
Oh yes, well, in the old workshop, which was a very airy and just a galvanised iron building, and the only heating we had was stoves, and we used to pinch the coal from the boiler room stack to keep the fires going, and the power station superintendent, and whether it was Tom Trevelyan at the time or George Saint, weren't very happy about it and would try and chase us away from the stacks. But
were there ever repercussions? Did they look on it that seriously?
No, there's never any official complaints, I don't think.
So the coal was just stockpiled outside the powerhouse, was it?
Yes, it was down the the northern end, I suppose, of the powerhouse. There's a large hopper there that the coal could be tipped into straight from the trucks, from the railway trucks. But of course, that was wouldn't take the full load of a train load, so the rest was stacked along the next to the embankment there now, along that area.
So that hopper or bunker that the coal was emptied into, was that an above ground structure or was it under the ground?
Underground structure, yes.
And so the conveyor belt brought it from down there up into the building?
Down there up into the building, yes. Mm.
And that bunker, that underground bunker, was that sort of concrete lined or just a hole in the ground or...?
I think it was just steel, as far as I can remember, it was a steel conical shaped bunker going down, but as far as any other work is, I wouldn't know much about that. Yeah.